Tempus fugit. It's a Latin phrase that means time flies. Somewhat reminiscent of the weekly Latin lessons that I would give the fourth graders over here at Trinity East. But I say it just because I experienced how true that phrase really is throughout this past year. I've been here at St. Wenceslaus for almost a year, but it feels like it's really only been just a couple of months. When I first arrived here, Father Shea told me, "You won't be busy, you'll be active. And the more active you are, the quicker and quicker and quicker the days, the weeks, the months seem to go by." But I really do believe, had I really only been here for only a couple of months, it still would have been just as hard to leave. For you all welcomed me with such gracious, open arms and loving hearts that it didn't take long until St. Wenceslaus Parish really felt like home. Now, it helps that Dickinson actually is my hometown, but that's besides the point. But as I leave home, as I leave my family here at St. Wenceslaus, I can't think of a more fitting gospel passage than the one that we have this weekend. For the disciples' journey across the lake really is kind of like my journey throughout this year. I'm not sure if you caught it, but in the first line of the gospel, it says Jesus made the disciples get in the boat. Now, I'm not saying that Jesus forced me to enter this pastoral internship, but it was very clear from the beginning that this is what he wanted. This was his will. And it's taken me a couple years, 26 years, to figure out, but it's much better to follow his will rather than my own. Because when you do, amazing things happen. I can think of a whole litany of experiences from throughout this year that I would have never been able to experience had I not gotten in the boat, had I not followed the Lord's will. And now, looking back on this past year, it's really easy to understand why he was asking me to get in the boat. And it's really all geared towards molding me, fashioning me, and my heart to ever more resemble that heart of the Good Shepherd. Jesus used this year and all the storms that came with it to teach me what it really means to be a pastor. The self-sacrificial head of a spiritual flock. I mean, we never really want to sail through those storms because they're hard. But I'm so thankful for all the storms that I endured, because it's through those that I learned in such a deep and profound way what it means to be an alter Christus, another Christ. And so over and above having to get in the boat, there was all those times throughout this year, like Peter, that Jesus called me then to step out of the boat, step out of my comfort zone, step out of the safety of the boat, and join him on the water in the midst of the storm, to take that leap of faith. And when I did, I'm still just blown away at all the beautiful things that he was able to do, not only in my life, but in the lives of those I encountered. Things that I would have never even dreamt possible. But also, like Peter, there were many times where I took my eyes off Jesus, where I focused more on the storm rather than him, and sunk miserably. But thankfully, he was always there with his arms outstretched to save me and remind me, "Do not be afraid, but trust in me. Do not be afraid." This was Pope Francis's main message in his homily at World Youth Day that he delivered to 1.5 million people. I'm not super great at Spanish, but every time he said that phrase, "Do not be afraid, do not be afraid," it's like the one thing I could understand. But don't be afraid, because Jesus is right there with us in the midst of the storm and is more powerful than it, as our one source of strength and stability, our anchor, really. And so I echo these words again today. Do not be afraid, not only for all of you, but really for myself, as I go and embark on another year of seminary, unsure of what the Lord has in store for me, but just desiring again to get in the boat with him. And when he asks me to step out of the boat and join him on the water. Lastly, thank you all for the massive amounts of love, prayer, and support that you gave me throughout this year. I can't tell you how many times I saw the face of Christ in and through all of you. It's funny how, as I strove to bring the presence of Christ into this parish, I encountered that same presence and that same love in your hearts. You taught me more how to love like Christ loves and to radiate the light of his holy presence. And for that, I and, God willing, my future parishioners, thank you dearly. And so, as Father mentioned, I'll be heading down to Kenrick Glennon Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri, to enter into my second year of theological studies down there. And so I do get mail there, and so if you ever feel like writing or sending a card, feel free to. The address is on the diocesan website, or if you Google it, it comes up pretty easy. I usually try to be pretty prompt in my responses, but sometimes seminary is kind of like a storm. A storm in and of itself. Father can attest to that, I'm sure. But please know how all of you will be in my prayers as I continue my seminary formation, and I humbly ask for your continued prayers. Thank you.
Colton, thank you. You will be missed, not least of all by me, but as you go back down to your seminary studies, know that you go with the love and with the prayers of all the people of this parish. Thank you again, Colton.